Listeners may be forgiven if a July 21st article in the New York Times has been long forgotten. However, for this economist, the topic, Trump's complaints that the Federal Reserve's interest rate policies were dampening economic growth, was significant. Once again, President Trump was contradicting candidate Trump. Back in 2008, the Fed, our central bank, utilized the major tool at its disposal to combat the financial crisis and stimulate the economy. It cut interest rates. The rate it controls, the federal funds rate, was close to zero from 2008 through 2016. The prime rate stayed below 4% during those years, and mortgage rates fell as well. The rationale for lowering interest rates is that this lowers the cost of investing, the cost of consumer spending on interest-sensitive items like cars and homes also falls. If this policy works, investment rises and consumer spending on homes and cars does too. Unfortunately, businesses do not only consider costs when making investment decisions. They consider how many items they can sell. After the Great Recession of 2007-2009, businesses were very worried about future sales. Unemployment had jumped dramatically. Many still working had lost their homes to foreclosure or were in danger of losing their homes. These folks reduced their spending. The result was that business investment took years to recover despite the very low interest rates. Consumers were more likely to drive that old car a year or two longer rather than buy a new one. And of course, sales of homes were way down, even with very low mortgage rates. This led the Fed to keep interest rates low for years into the so-called recovery. Yes, that's right. The economy seemed lousy between 2010 and 2015, but the recession had officially ended in June of 2009. By 2010, politicians and even some economists began complaining about the Fed's policies. When Rick Perry was running for the Republican nomination in 2011, he accused the Fed chairman of treason for the low interest rate policy, which he, Perry, claimed would debase the dollar with imagined future inflation. Now, no such inflation occurred, and the Fed continued its low interest policy through 2016. In that year, candidate Donald Trump asserted that the Janet Yellen Fed was keeping interest rates too low in order to help President Obama, and therefore candidate Hillary Clinton. Now the shoe is on the other foot. Trump is president, and he wants to keep the economy rolling. Suddenly, raising interest rates is bad for the economy. Forgotten are the complaints he made as a candidate. With Janet Yellen gone from the Fed, the new Fed chair is from the more traditional school, which worries mostly about inflation rather than unemployment. Despite a mandate from Congress that requires the Fed to concentrate on achieving both low unemployment and low inflation, the Fed has almost always demonstrated a greater concern with inflation. Their usual pattern is raise interest rates whenever unemployment appears about as low as they think it can go. This is how the Fed has behaved since it set out to conquer inflation in the years 1980 to 1982. When the government stimulates the economy with, say, a tax cut, they respond by raising interest rates. One of the only times they did not do this was early in the first term of President George W. Bush, when the Fed was attempting to stimulate the economy after the stock market crash in 2000 and the post-9/11 uncertainties. Donald Trump can yell and complain all he wants, but the Fed will probably keep raising interest rates right up to the start of the next recession. Ironically, Trump's politically motivated criticism of the previous low interest rate Fed policy gives ammunition to those defending the current high interest rate Fed policy against Trump's own current complaints.